Is this as deep as one can go? The monkey wrench. What do you think the biggest issue with humanity is? What threw a monkey wrench in the works? More often than anything, it is hurry that is the monkey wrench in the works. Eagerness. Wanting. Trying. Hunger. Urge. Forcing. All horizontal plane. All competition. And all ineffectiveness. Monkey wrench in the works. Going for the low-hanging fruit. Destroying the tree to get to the fruit. Deforestation. Desertification. Climate change. Poverty. Hunger. Death by hurry. Of the hundreds of supplements on my kitchen counter, only three are functional. Made to last. Made to do consistently what they promised. The hurry to go for big, not for good. Not even for a good, let alone excellent. You can see it everywhere. David Essel. When this dude, David Essel, wrote his book, Slow Down, Hay House cautiously accepted. I was at the right place at the right time to do an intimate, in a chiropractor's office type of workshop with him 19 years ago. It took all I've got to surrender. After all, I was a landmark graduate, an expert at this SHT. But I did surrender. What I surrendered was the what I am. I didn't quite slow down right then and there, but the idea was planted in my brain, maybe. I just Googled him. He has since written 21 more books. He added some more letters after his name. But he didn't live the way he suggested in his first book, in his workshop. Degrees, and becoming also a minister, oh my. Hurry after hurry after hurry. Because the world doesn't respect someone who goes deep, and leads people deep 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 into the abyss where they can find themselves and their path. His vibration is 100 today, even though what he says has a 40% truth value. Incredibly, exceptionally high. His book, Positive Thinking, will never change your life, but this book will. The Myth of Positive Thinking, The Reality of Success, judging from the title, is probably exactly what needs to be said to separate people from their illusions. When I do a vibrational review on people, mostly to advise someone who is attracted to them, I measure two things, their personal vibration, and then the truth value of their stuff. Rarely do I find someone where the two numbers paint such a different picture, like with David Essel. Most people have low vibration and low truth value because they are in a hurry to be right, to be considered accomplished, to jump the gun. To win accolades. To win friends and influence people. Make money, lots of it. Win the Nobel Prize. Be considered something, instead of the nothing we truly are. It takes time. No forcing will reduce the time it takes. In fact, forcing will make it longer. One of my students most given to hurry and forcing just got a glimpse of what she has been missing all these 17 months or hurrying and forcing. I let her tell you about it. This evening I was with some friends. There was conversation about all kinds of topics, politics, travel, food, lots of interesting topics, and everyone had interesting stories to tell. I did what I typically do, while people were talking, instead of listening I was racking my brain trying to come up with a cool story to contribute. I didn't see before that it's another form of scrambling, which I see now is just another word for trying hard. Instead of listening, I've been scrambling to find something to say so that I contribute, so that I matter apostrophe dot 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 once again, afraid to be nothing and trying hard to not be nothing. My old attitude was I have to come up with something to say that's just as interesting, so people will think I'm important. Ugh, I really never saw that before. Once I did notice what I was doing, I changed my attitude to I am interested, and I love being nothing. It seemed like just that new attitude made it suddenly completely comfortable to be quiet and enjoy just listening. So much more peaceful. I sat back instead of leaning forward and just enjoyed the conversation. Can an attitude really be that powerful? It's amazing how a whole scenario in progress changed with that one change and really became more enjoyable. Could she have gotten it faster? I believe so. You see, hurry and fast are not even on the same planet. One of my favorite memes is, slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. Whereas hurry is wanting. Fast is simply speed. You go as fast as your skills, your comprehension, the circumstances allow. Some drivers can drive as fast as 140 miles an hour. No hurry there, just fast. While others will crash, or kill others at 60. They were in a hurry. No looking, no seeing. They were in their heads following some urge. Going for the booby prize. The booby prize that you get when you obey the anchor to doom. The doom that says, you are nothing. Or you are not important. More precisely speaking, this doom also has an unless. Unless you have an amazing story, unless you are paid attention, unless you are admired, you are nothing. And having that doom with its unless will not allow you to be nothing. When your doom allows you to be nothing, you can enjoy even the simplest, most mundane activities. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your body. The cool air. The taste of almost tasteless tea. Maybe the thoughts you have, or the absence of thoughts. When your doom allows you to be nothing, you can be you. Whatever that is like for you. That is the only state where you can grow. Where you can learn new things that become useful. Learn to cook. Learn to look and see. Catch the urge to complain. Or catch the "though I am never going to amount to anything" and laugh. Being nothing allows you to find everything funny. Or deep. Or maudlin. The pull can be strong. If you answer with force, you got hooked. I am reading this absolutely horrendous book written by Ben. And I feel the urge to chuck it, because it isn't worth my time. I catch that in "it isn't worth my time" there is Amy. In essence, I catch that I consider myself something, so I let it go. I am nothing, and it's okay to read something that feels off, feels confused, feels dirty, unwholesome. And then I can continue reading. When you say in your head, "it's not worth it," which I find you say to most things that would produce what you wanted to produce, what you are saying is that you are something. And what says that is the doom. Unless you are something, you are nothing. The doom says I, me, mine. When you replace the word "something" with other words, and you do. Replace that word with a word like talented, smart, brilliant, successful, a winner, important, relevant, noticed, whatever. What is really underneath is avoiding the threat of being nothing. In your originating incident. In your originating incident, you were treated as nothing by the perpetrator. For a few of you, you watched an incident where you watched was someone treated as nothing. And the treatment was less than desirable. You were robbed. Or you were left on the street corner. Or you were told that your accomplishment you were so proud of was worthless, making you feel worthless. Maybe you were told that you were a bother, a nuisance. Or selfish? Useless? Ugly? Clumsy? Stupid? But no matter what you were told, it seemingly replaced what they really meant, what they really said: you are nothing. Not worth having. Not worth loving. Less than trash. And for a child, dependent on the love and care of the parent, that meant death. So you tried really hard not to get killed. Not to be nothing. So however old you are forcing. I have had clients who had similar issues to mine. The issue with my esophagus I shared in my email a few days ago. You have numb penis, you have hemorrhoids. Or you stutter. You don't chew your food, and your innards are hurting. Your relationships suffer. You can't sleep or sleep well. Your employees take advantage of you. All those are physical symptoms of that doom and hurry. Of forcing. And scarcely any joy. Scarcely any accomplishment and fulfillment. Obviously, if you remain on the level of the symptoms, fixing the symptoms, fixing the hurry there, nothing will be able to change permanently. Until you really get that being nothing is where you are free to be, and not just get it, but be there, nothing really changed. You'll still want to be relevant, important, well thought of, successful. Anything but nothing. I know this is countercultural, counterintuitive, countermind. Some of you will trust me. Most of you won't. There is no me in this article. I am comfortably and happily nothing. If you get your anchor pulled, or if you have your anchor pulled in the past week or so, I'll activate that capacity. I am nothing for you for free. But ultimately it is up to you. You may need to slow down to engage it. That DNA capacity is like a gear inside your transmission. The direct, where there is no forcing. Shift into being nothing. If necessary, 1,000 times a day. How do you know when you are not in nothing? There is an inner tension, muscles. That's your clue to shift into being nothing. In nothing, life, unexpectedly, will become brighter and easier. If you are willing. If you can. It might take a lot of practicing. But it is worth it. Get your anchor to doom identified and pulled. Could you just use David Essel's book, and do it on your own? Muscle tests say no. Until and unless you know what exactly makes you force your way through life. Until and unless you see that it is fool's gold, you won't be able to let it go. And even then, the DNA capacity, a gene, won't open up. It will hold tight, as if your life depended on it. Because it does feel that way. But your life doesn't depend on it, and never has. It has been an illusion. A killer illusion. Killing you, killing life. Killing joy. Yeah.